Hello everyone, it's George from Ireland. Well, thank you for returning to the channel once more or coming for the very first time. This is on the 4th of June, only 2 days ago, Wednesday. President Donald J. Trump, he signed the order. He's bringing back a travel ban on citizens from a dozen countries. And the ground he gave for this was national security. Moreover, he said they weren't sufficiently collaborating with the United States on deportations. So the United States found someone who was in the United States illegally and want to return him or her to his or her country of origin, and that government might refuse to take the person back. The one thing is, some people, to prevent deportation, would destroy their passport, might have not crossed into the country through a legal port anyway, maybe didn't even have a passport when they entered the USA. And then how can we prove which country this person comes from? Even if he or she fesses up that I belong to whichever country, then my country says, well, how can you prove it? We're not taking this person back because we don't know who this person is. Now, these days, with the face recognition technology, often they can. But then you might claim to be a country which is not your real one. Okay, so you're actually from Mauritania and claim to be from Nigeria because you think you'd rather go to Nigeria, you think it's a better place to live, and so on. Now, I do not dispute the right of the US government to determine its own policy for people entering the country as tourists or as immigrants or whatever. I just think it's a bad one. And I do have a right to opine on it. The US government very often says what it thinks other countries ought to be doing or refraining from doing. Fine, you talk about Republic of Ireland. And indeed, the United Kingdom, you say whatever what you want. You criticize my governments. I've got two of them, as much as possible. And I will agree with you sometimes, even if I really dislike what you say. I would not doubt you're entitled to mouth off about it. So the countries with total entry bans. Well, I say total. There are exemptions even then. Are Yemen, Sudan, not South Sudan, Somalia, Libya, the Islamic Republic of Iran, Haiti, Eritrea, Equatorial Guinea, the Republic of Congo, Chad, Myanmar, sometimes known as Burma, and Afghanistan. So, of course, the United States doesn't even have diplomatic relations with the Taliban, which controls Afghanistan. The internationally recognized government of Afghanistan has lost control of 90% of its territory. Now, not many people from any of these countries move to the United States anyway. What's common to all of them is, well, they're all in Asia or Africa, except for Haiti, which is an island in the Caribbean. Well, part of Hispaniola is the western third of Hispaniola, the rest of the island being the Dominican Republic. So they're all non-white majority countries. So some of them are Muslim majority countries like Afghanistan, Chad, slight Muslim majority, Eritrea, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen. So is it an Islamophobic thing? Remember his post-Muslim ban? Remember when he was campaigning for president in 2015, he notoriously said there'd be a total and complete shutdown on Muslims entering the country, which is obviously religious discrimination, which is unconstitutional. Now, he didn't do that. When he came in as president, he banned people coming from certain Muslim countries unless they were, well, it was already green card holders, first degree relatives of certain American citizens, diplomats. I'm not sure what the other exemptions were. If that was so vital, why didn't he bring it back in a second term? And these are the poorer Muslim countries. Now, Saudi Arabia was the birthplace, I think it was 18 out of the 19 9/11 hijackers, but they weren't banned because they're rich. He still went on a state visit to Saudi Arabia and so on. The Saudi Arabian regime was a major sponsor of terrorism all around the world and so forth. So, all right, they might be not cooperating on deportation, and there is a certain logic to that. But there's paranoia about sort of foreign terrorist attacks. You know, tens of thousands of Americans are murdered every year, tens of thousands. You know, it's over 30,000 are shot dead, people murdered by other means. The great majority of them murdered by other Americans, not by foreigners. Yes, a few are murdered by foreigners. Therefore, you're saying, well, because foreigners murder some people, we never allowed any foreigners in the country. By which rationale, you wouldn't allow Americans in America either, because they can murder people too. And many of those Americans, many of the foreign people who murder US citizens in the USA are legally there, green card holders or, you know, people with student visas or whatever. And okay, a handful of them are illegals. But it's ridiculous to say because an illegal committed murder, they're all murderers or they're all really bad and so on. Remember what I'm saying about Mexico? They're not sending our best people. They're bringing drugs, they're bringing killers and blah, blah, blah. Wow. So what else has he done here? And then even then, for these 12 countries, there are exceptions for diplomats or people are going to come to watch the World Cup. Because would FIFA even take the Football World Cup off the United States in 2028? It's co-hosting it with Canada and Mexico, Olympic athletes and so on, there'll be an exemption for that. Those who've already got US visas, so those are already green card holders, and those whom they reckon are going to further American national interests be allowed in. That's quite a few exemptions. Anyway, there are severe restrictions on some countries which stop far to, short of an almost complete ban. Venezuela, obviously, there's strained relations between the United States and the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela, Turkmenistan, one of the most oppressive regimes in the world, the North Korea of Central Asia, Togo, Sierra Leone, Laos, Cuba, and Burundi. And obviously, there have been poor relations with the Cuban regime since like 1961. They still got those sanctions on Cuba. So anyway, he said because of that attack in Boulder, Colorado, now he's and is the suspect is an Egyptian. So why isn't Egypt on the list? Now I think it'd be wrong to condemn 100 million Egyptians. If an American commits a crime abroad, are all Americans guilty? I don't think so. If an American commits a crime in Ireland, should we stop all American tourists coming in? Of course not. That would be daft, disproportionate, unjust. Why not treat people as individuals? This is what prejudice is. Judging before you know. Because you fall into whatever category, you're bad. Because you're born in that country, or you have whatever passport, or you're whatever color or religion, things like that. Because you happen to belong to certain categories, they're all bad. So I can't remember what the heuristic for this is. But, people of cognitive biases are just frankly dim, and they like to categorize people. It simplifies things, make these instant judgments. And the what is different is bad, strange is dangerous, the stranger danger. My goodness. So it's obviously going to be bad for tourism in the United States, bad for business, business executives not going on trips. And yes, I know you can do things, these things remotely, these meetings. People in business tell me it's always effective in person. Bad for US colleges and universities, not so many foreign students coming there. But anyway, other countries will be licking their lips, good alternatives to the United States. And these countries are most less economically developed countries, but they will have wealthy people in them. They will have multi-billionaires. So what's a good alternative? If you're going to go on holiday rather than the USA, people will go to Canada or to France, Ireland, Great Britain, I don't know, Italy, Spain, lots of other countries, higher education. Countries with outstanding higher education will take these students instead, like a bit like the Chinese students who are trying to keep out of the USA. They'll go to Singapore, Australia, Republic of Ireland, UK, Germany, Sweden, Switzerland, Netherlands, countries where you can do your education exclusively through English. So it's trying to divert attention from its real failings, the real problems in the USA, gun violence, how he's wrecking the economy with these tariffs, the trade war he's starting, and that's why he's very unpopular, how he's speeding up inflation. Right. Thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecallan7@gmail.com. Goodbye.